I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Monday, May 20th, 2019. A lot of Game of Thrones talk. There is going to be some spoiler stuff here at some point during this podcast. Also, a very embarrassing moment with my son and racism. And producer Dan's mom does a little day drinking and tries to bake. So there are now over 1 million signatures on change.org. to have HBO completely remake the entire 8th season of Game of Thrones, which had its series finale last night.
Well, they provide the millions and millions of dollars that it took to make it.
You know, all those actors and actresses are like, yeah, we're good.
They have nothing else planned
for the next
years.
It is at 1.187 million signatures on change.org.
And I'll redo one of the episodes, no problem. I have, you know, a basement that's completely dark that we can film that one episode in the battle scene.
I'll have like a lightsaber?
Yeah, just throw that in there and I'll throw some ice cubes around. We'll be fine. It'll be like that.
617-931-1234. Did you think it was garbage? Like, I feel like a lot of people thought it was garbage. I thought it was garbage. My sister and my brother-in-law are in town. They've never watched Game of Thrones. So all day we're setting them up. We're like, hey, we're watching this, so you're going to have to watch it if you're going to be around. And we just want to let you know it is violent and it is extremely sexual and it's difficult to keep up with. And it's actually, and it's all of these things that we have been watching for 8 seasons. And
incest.
We got done. Right? All of it. All of it.
All of it. So
just all of the amazing things that happened. And I'm so grateful for the show. They really did, for the most part, a fantastic job.
Yeah.
But what an epic letdown to that show last night.
I just feel like there's no way in a million years that you could have made everybody happy.
No.
And I just think it's like Salta said from the beginning, it's a television show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They had to wrap it up somehow.
But they did a terrible job at wrapping it up.
You knew leading up to it,
it was just boring.
Because it's got the most hype around it, they were never going to be able to get up to people's expectations.
No.
And my biggest problem with it, I don't want them to redo it. Mm-hmm. I just felt like they could have done a few things a little different that would have given people a little satisfaction.
Right.
Would have wrapped up some of the characters better. But they didn't have enough time. And they were like, oh, well, these are hour and a half episodes. That wasn't an hour and a half. That was an hour and 17 minutes.
Yeah.
Actually, it was an hour and 7 minutes, I think, because I looked at the time, and I was like, this is some garbage.
It was listed at 122.
Well, because that was because of the previews. That was 7.5 minutes of previews.
Right.
And I don't need any of that garbage. That doesn't count.
Is this a movie theater? I was like, is this a movie? Why am I watching so many trailers,
and
right?
What they needed was, they needed like 10 episodes this season to really get in there.
I think for the last two seasons, if they did 10 episodes each.
I would have loved that. And I think people would have really enjoyed it. But for all the people that are whining and signing this petition, no. Okay, look, this was these people. George R.R. Martin signed off on all of this. It's not like he didn't know what was going on. He wasn't left in the dark, you know?
It just felt like to me...
But
the word satisfaction that you said, there was no satisfaction.
No.
It was the...
It ends and you just go, oh, okay.
What would have made it better for you?
I'm not allowed to spoil anything.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
I will acquiesce to you guys who say it's okay to discuss it. We are about to get into some in-depth conversation about the show. If you haven't watched it, just a heads up, turn down your radio right now. How in the heck does either the Mad Queen or Jon Snow not end up on the Iron Throne?
Why would you want her to end up on
that
the
was
Iron
Throne?
Because
be
just like her father was the ruler, which all they've been talking about the entire time was her father was a horrible person and
so
he was a ruler.
Her be a horrible person?
And she, yes, because she's his child.
That doesn't mean that it's okay to continue that line of questioning, so she should burn down everybody?
And he is the heir to the throne, so it's got to be him or her.
Oh, he was such a weak man. Here's
the problem I have. Looking at the episode. In the first 20 minutes of the episode, you're done. Literally, you didn't... Yeah, okay, great. You have this great scene where John kills her. She's dead. She's on the ground. Dragon comes in, steals the body, and then you have an
and
then you have an episode of C-SPAN.
Right.
Literally.
You have literally
a town hall.
All of the people who magically appeared.
They must have taken airplanes.
I know, right?
What? How'd you guys get here?
Let me grab Becky from Milford. Becky, what did you think? Did you like the ending to the show?
I liked the last season, but my boyfriend just hates it. He's only gotten halfway through it because of just how much it's just not. It's not the same, he says. And then it's always like, because normally he'll watch it and he'll watch all the episodes all the way through. But it's taken him, I think, a month and a half now.
Wow.
To watch the first half,
right.
Which is not usual. Right. So, I mean, he's definitely with them people who are saying that they need to redo it. He's definitely on that spectrum.
I like the beginning. Thank you, Becky. I appreciate it. I like the beginning, though.
I've liked this entire season.
When he found his sister. Like, that was pretty emotional. It just took him too long to get there.
I didn't love that.
Everything
was slow. I'm walking through a burned out city. We know the city's burned.
I get it.
We saw that last episode. Just go down to the crypt. Get there quicker. Let's do it.
Nicole is from Tewksbury. What would you want to say, Nicole?
I'm not going to sign the petition because they're not going to remake it anyway. But I'm only disappointed that there has not been more, you know, death and destruction for this last season.
What?
It used to be so shocking in the first few seasons, and then it's just, it's predictable.
Yeah.
Guys?
And they haven't been killing people like, you know, they are known for.
What? She burned down a whole city.
Yeah, but those were a bunch of no-name people that got burned.
Thank you, Nicole.
No-name people?
Yeah.
There was an entire city filled with families.
Of Craig and
they
Chris
killed more
and
people
Jim.
In that episode than they killed all season.
Melinda, her kids. I don't know any of those people.
From the 781.
I want the main characters gone.
From the 781. What is this? Kids baseball. Everyone does not get a prize. Game of Thrones fans get over it. From the 774, they gave us the safest ending they could that they thought they would anger people.
Look, if you're not going to use Arya after the Night King, which I get, that was awesome.
So
with her
angry.
Doing that, then have her sail away two episodes ago.
Yeah.
Right.
Because she didn't do anything.
Lurked in the background the entire time. I thought she was going to kill the Mad Queen. I thought she was going to kill the dragon. I thought she was going to kill everybody. She just like, here I am on a ship sailing away like the Titanic.
Somebody tweeted last night and they said it's like they went from point A to point C without explaining point B. And you need to explain point B to the people that have been here for 8 seasons. There's so many plot holes.
From the
978, I'm just so thankful to get my life back.
Bran Stark gives hope to all millennials that even though if everyone around you did all of the work, there's still a chance for you to make it.
When you don't do any of the group work in the group project, but you still get an A. Shout out Bran Stark. Let's go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I've asked producer Dan to join us because producer Dan had quite the evening. I think he might still be 60% drunk. Is that what you
sounded
said?
Sounded like a marathon.
Allow me
yesterday.
To take that might be right out of the equation.
I love it, man. I love it. You do you, brother.
It's been a long time since I pulled that one.
I can't help how I wake up.
You're right.
Like, that's just
you
what
do you.
So was it because you were watching Game of Thrones or was it because of the cake debacle with your mom?
Well, we had a cookout yesterday.
Okay.
All of the above. It's a mash together.
Okay.
So we had a cookout yesterday. We had some people over. We were grilling burgers, dogs, you know, the usual.
Right.
Everyone's having some beers.
A lot of them, apparently.
And then everybody leaves. And then my mother starts baking.
Okay.
Now, before I get into the story, I should really stress, my mother doesn't bake.
Okay.
Like, ever.
Mm-hmm. Baking is hard.
So why did she decide
baking
to bake?
Baking is very precise.
Yes.
Yes.
And she's baking from scratch.
Oh, even harder.
Oh, wow.
First mistake.
And I go, Ma, what are you doing? She goes, I'm in a bake-off at work. I go, but you don't bake. Even my father even went, what's going on? Are you baking? She goes, yeah. He goes, what are you making? She goes, a cake. He goes, great. What kind? She goes, oh, it's this pineapple, blah, 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 frosted cake.
Oh, not even just like a simple chocolate or
and
vanilla.
And she goes, I'm taking it to work. He goes, the first time you bake, you're taking it away?
That is kind of brutal now that I think about it.
So now she's in a bake-off and she starts baking from scratch. And the woman downstairs, we have a woman who lives downstairs, she rents from us.
Right.
She is twice as drunk as my mom. And she decides she wants to help Nancy bake.
Now, is she a baker?
No! She bakes less than my mother who doesn't bake.
Does she have her own oven downstairs?
I don't know what she was doing. She wasn't helping. That's what she wasn't doing. Now, when you have ingredients, like you said, it's very precise.
Yeah. Right.
You need to know a list. So if you have two people baking, like, oh, did you already put the flour in? Don't do that. I already put that in.
Right.
When you have two people that are hammered doing that.
It's not like this is building a shed or anything like that. You know, this isn't like a two-person job.
Why did she decide to bake a cake to take to work?
Because she's in in a bake-off. She's in the Great American Bake-Off at Noon Coffee.
But I'm just, why did she sign up if she doesn't bake?
Somebody else signed her up, and she doesn't know how to say no. So she's like, okay, I guess I'll make a cake.
Okay.
So how'd it turn out?
Well, the first attempt never hardened. It was just a gelatinous blob. And then halfway
did they forget to put it in the oven?
Did they forget to turn the oven on?
I turned the oven on for them because I didn't know how to turn the oven on. She goes, Dan, turn this to 350. You know how to work the oven. I was like, yeah, I'm a...
Holy crap.
So three people making a cake right now.
The first cake goes in.
Yeah.
And it's been in for 20 minutes. I almost swore. She goes, oh crap, take it out.
Did it catch fire?
They forgot to put the milk in.
Oh.
So then they dump a cup of whole milk on top of the cake.
Oh my God.
I'm not a baker, but I don't think that's what you do.
Gordon Ramsay wouldn't be thrilled.
Yeah.
So the first cake, debacle, it never hardens, it's just Jell-O.
Right.
Yeah. So we dump that out, and now it's 5:50.
Yeah.
The store, because it's a Sunday, the store up the street closes at 6.
Mm-hmm. Right.
My poor dad is sober.
What?
So what's that about?
So now he's the D&D.
Oh, man.
And she's like, Billy, we need to go up to the street and get cake mix. It closes in 10 minutes. I need a cake for tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
So he runs up to the store before it closes, gets all the ingredients again, and we're on to part two.
God bless your father for putting up with this.
And now I'm outside. I'm on Colleen detail. That's the woman downstairs.
Right.
I take her outside, distract her, so my mother can bake this cake by herself. So you don't have two more hands throwing ingredients in and messing everything up.
I like it.
I wish people could see how you are, what you are doing with your hands right now, because your hands are above your head like you're an orangutan at the zoo. And this is apparently how people in your house make cakes.
I'm like an Italian family at Sunday dinner.
It's hilarious. A lot of hands.
So I'm outside playing Credence and drinking with her to keep her distracted.
Good.
And now my mother's cooking by herself, and I'm like, all right, she got this. She can do this by herself. She didn't have it.
She did not have
Imagine that.
Part two, disaster again.
What happened?
Now we have cornbread at the house, which tastes great. She doesn't have a cake. She's going in today cakeless.
Oh.
I don't understand how you ended up with cornbread if she was making a cake.
Bad. No one does. But the cake... Like
did he buy cornmeal instead of flour?
I don't know, but it tastes like cornbread.
Maybe your mom found some kind of secret recipe to change
regular cake
into cornbread. Who
doesn't love pineapple upside down cornbread?
We never even got to the frosting part, so there's no pineapple. But there's some dope cornbread at the house we had for Game of Thrones.
Oh, my God. Well, your dad got his wish. You kept it at the house.
Yeah.
And he loves cornbread.
There you go.
Everybody wins.
Fantastic work,
So
man.
We can't bake. That's all right. The gist.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I have some audio I want to play for you, Kennedy.
All right.
Of a very awkward and funny moment with my son and a street performer down at Faneuil Hall over the weekend.
Well, it wouldn't be your weekend unless there was an awkward moment in public.
So, you know, my sister's here, my brother-in-law's here, and their three kids. So we did the Freedom Trail on Saturday. Just complete Boston weekend. We went to the Red Sox game on Saturday night. We sat out at a restaurant on Saturday and had lunch so we could have a lobster roll. Just the complete Boston experience because they had never been here before.
I mean, the Boston tourist experience, right?
Because
the real one would have been like chucking apples at people on the Freedom Tour. Yeah, something like that. Cash only places.
Yes.
So we're sitting there finishing up lunch and the kids leave the table because the street performers are doing their thing and they want to go out and watch this guy. And next thing I know, one of the kids yells back, Barrett's in the show. Barrett's in the show.
Did he throw his hat down? Was he making money?
Well, so
he was busking.
Him and Keytar Bear going at it.
He got his little guitar out.
It was Snap Boogie is the street performer's name. Snap Boogie, if you don't know, was on season 6 of America's Got Talent.
If you don't know, no, we didn't
know.
Just
assume we don't.
He finished in the top 12. Well, he tells you during the show.
Well, I love that about him, but don't act like we know.
Some people may know him. He's been down there. He's very popular, I guess, of the street performers. So he brings him out there, and he's going to jump over my son.
Yeah, I've been there for that before. It's awesome.
You know that guy, right?
Yes.
And so he goes and he jumps over my son, and my son's dancing. They're having a good time. So now we sit down, Lana and I, and we're watching and we're videoing. And now Snap Boogie is grabbing more people out of the crowd. And just by happenstance, he also grabs my wife.
Because she is tiny like a child.
So she's now out there. He doesn't know that they're related. And he grabs three or four other people. They now have four or five people lined up. And he is building up the suspense and the drama. And he is going to run and jump over all five of these people. And at this point, my son turns around and looks at him. And Snapbookie's like, hey, kid, don't do that. This is dangerous. Here is the audio where it gets very awkward and funny.
Yeah, that's awkward, all right.
Very awkward.
Kid, don't move, okay? Don't move, kid. It's 3 years ago. I was a volunteer. I was standing right there just like you, and they told me not to move. You know what happened, kid? I moved, and now I'm black, so don't move, okay? Hey, kid, look at me real quick. Do you want to be black? He said no. That is terrible.
Oh my God, I want to crawl out of my skin.
So let's just go back a moment. He asked your son if he wanted to be black, and your son said no.
Look at me real quick. Do you want to be black? He said no.
So as a parent, are you proud? What are your
situations? Did you not hear the sound I made?
But everybody else laughed.
I feel like he was set up for that. There's really.
I mean, is there a right answer?
There's not a great response to that,
you know?
Either way.
He wasn't malicious or unkind.
I know.
I mean, but you know, and the video would be worse because you see like a blonde hair, blue eyed kid. Right. And you're like, this is awkward. This is.
I mean, what a question to ask a 9-year old.
That is terrible.
I think Snap Boogie needs to work on some of his stage presence
a little bit. Maybe the questions he asks.
And now I'm black, so don't move on.
Like, that was very funny. Like, that was hilarious.
It was hilarious.
That was the end of the joke, and he should
have. Yeah.
Look at me real quick. Do you want to be black? He said no.
So he's a comedian is all that is.
Not a great comedian, but a comedian.
I mean, he said his first mind, like... Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
It's so awkward. I was just like,
did you see?
What's the answer you wanted?
At that point, did you just leave him there and be like, I'll catch you guys at home?
I don't know that kid.
Or did you guys all walk separate directions and be like, hey, we'll meet up at Urban Outfitters?
Did you expect him to say, no, I would rather be and some other group of people?
No, I went over there and asked him if he would take a picture. I was like, hi, I'm the father of the blonde hair, blue eye kid. Can we take a picture together?
Did this cause you to tip them more at the end?
Yeah, I definitely.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, they do come hard for the tip.
Yeah, then that was the proper response in that situation.
Real quick. Do you want to be black? He said no.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.